Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Monday, February 6th, 2023, here are three big things you need to know. One, Turkey's been rocked by a powerful earthquake, aftershock, 7.5 magnitude, but a 7.8 magnitude quake hours prior to that. Between that country and Syria, more than 1,300 people believed to have been killed, thousands more injured. Death toll is expected to rise. Two, Michigan will be the home of free snowmobiling next weekend. The Department of Natural Resources is announcing next Saturday and Sunday, snowmobilers can enjoy Michigan's more than 5,000 miles of designated snowmobile trails without needing a trail permit or a snowmobile registration. And number three, at least one Republican senator is criticizing the timing of the suspected Chinese spy balloon being shot down. Appearing on Face the Nation on CBS, Texas's Ted Cruz said that while he commended the president for having the guts to shoot down the balloon, he shouldn't have waited so long to take action. That's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show on this Monday morning across the state. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Thanks so much for being alongside. I am here at Hillsdale College, where I am the general manager of the student radio station here on campus, a lecturer in journalism, and I also host the college's podcast, heard on many of these fine radio stations, too, on the weekend as a radio show, the radio-free Hillsdale Hour. Heard from Kevin Slack this past weekend. He's the teacher for your new online course at Hillsdale on the American Left, and also Joel Kotkin as well. His new book, The Coming of Neo-Feudalism. And that's available wherever you find fine podcasts. I host the Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast. I host a show called Political Beats for National Review. You can find that wherever you find your audio. And also over at our Patreon page, patreon.com/politicalbeats. Head over there. We have bonus material, exclusive content, lots of neat stuff for people who support us over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/politicalbeats. And joined this hour by Phil Wegman, who is White House reporter for Real Clear News, Real Clear Politics. We'll talk about the China balloon and other White House-related topics. Never a slow day there. State Representative Andrew Fink also with us after the bottom of the hour, too. We'll talk about the Democratic scheme to eliminate the promised tax cut on the income tax side of things. That's coming up later on this hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And, I haven't even mentioned yet today, you can find me on Twitter. That's a good place, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M, SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter for the show as well. And don't forget, over at SteveGruber.com, behind the scenes, great job getting podcasts up of the day's show. If you want to hear something again, it's there. You missed Christopher C. Miller last hour talking about his new book. Well, that'll be up there. And you can share it with people who might have missed it as well. SteveGruber.com. Click on podcasts. I always like to say at least once during the course of a fill-in that when I host and when I speak, of course, I don't speak on behalf of the college itself. I only speak on behalf of me, Scott Bertram, the host. So just to sort of make that clear in case there were any questions out there. I did want to say something about Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. And a couple of stories here. From National Review on Friday, Ron DeSantis, the administration of Ron DeSantis, rescinding the liquor license of a venue that hosted a sexualized drag show open to children. Through the state's Department of Business and Professional Regulation, DeSantis filed on Friday a 6-count complaint against the Orlando Philharmonic Foundation, Inc., accusing the company of exposing minors to obscene sexual acts during a drag performance in December. The complaint alleged the foundation advertised the show to all ages as holiday-themed without specifying its sexually explicit nature. The administration warned the venue prior to the show that it would be expected to ensure children would be barred from entry, writing in a letter that sexually explicit drag show performances constitute public nuisances, lewd activity, and disorderly conduct when minors are in attendance. If the company refused to comply, the letter said, it could be subject to penalties up to and including license revocation. Well, they refused to comply. So, the next step, they moved to rescind the liquor license. What happened that day, they admitted children in defiance of DeSantis, posting a disclaimer at the door stating that, quote, while we are not restricting access to anyone under 18, please be advised some may think the context is not appropriate for under 18. Some children who took part in the event appeared to be less than 6 years old. There are descriptions here of what happened. I won't read them. You can find them. But suffice to say, I think a vast majority of us would consider them to be inappropriate for children as young as six. So the liquor license could be revoked there. The other story is, of course, the effort by the governor to overhaul New College in Florida. Ingrid Jacks, with a column at USA Today, the former Detroit News columnist, says, what's amusing is that much of the critique over what DeSantis is doing acknowledges that New College has a track record as a progressive, politically liberal institution, which is fine, apparently. But efforts to transform New College, by far the smallest in the state at fewer than 700 students, efforts to transform New College into a more conservative, classical liberal arts institution, that's a terrible conspiracy. This piece by Ingrid Jacks is very good. Find it at USA Today. But Ron DeSantis is trying to reshape the board. He is reshaping the board at New College in hopes of reshaping the institution itself. He's taking action. He's using the power of the governor to further conservative values across the state. And this is the point that I want to get to. And don't read this as any sort of endorsement or anything about like that in terms of 2024, because, heck, Ron DeSantis hasn't even announced he's running for president in 2024. So we don't know anything about that. What I want to point out is the reason that Ron DeSantis drives liberals crazy, in addition to policy, his stance, his policy, he is governing the way that liberals do when they take power. He is using the power of the office. He is leveraging the power of conservative government to actually enact change, to actually make things different on many, many levels. And it is driving the left crazy to see a conservative govern the way a liberal does. When they take, look at all the liberal governor of New York, the liberal governor of California, the liberal governor of Illinois, run them down. When they take office, they are unafraid to use every lever available to them to pursue progressive policy goals, to pursue progressive policy agendas. And nobody bats an eye because the media thinks it's a good idea, by and large. They don't have a problem with it. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, a conservative who just won a landslide of a victory for re-election, is doing the same thing, governing conservatively in a way that a liberal governor would. And the fact that he is successful, the fact that he is actually using the levers of government to enact these policies, drives them nuts. He is, much like Scott Walker in Wisconsin years ago with Act 10, he is actually instituting conservative proposals into law and driving the left crazy, not because of any other reason that he's successful. Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by Earthshare and the Ad Council.